Self-care is not a luxury. It's a necessity for our well-being. And so I want to express how truly magical and transformative a wellness retreat can be. It's an opportunity to step out of your daily routine, immerse yourself into nature.
What if you, with purpose and mindfulness, decided to surround yourself with positivity? What if you walked away from negative energy? What if you were constantly the positive energy in every room you walked into until it became so contagious that you positively impacted everyone around you? How would that impact your life? You're listening to Compassionate Mindfulness with Xenia, the podcast that will inspire you to use your story to change the world.
Thanks for tuning in to Compassionate Mindfulness with Xenia. This is your host, Tanya Manuma, and I'm so grateful that you've taken the time to be here with me today. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcast. If you get any value at all out of this content, also go ahead and share it with a friend or two, which will allow for more people to join the conversation, and I would truly appreciate that. Chances are that if you're listening to this podcast, you want to commit to this lifelong journey of continual growth and become the very best version of yourself. As you may know, my mission is to be part of the biggest rise in human consciousness and transformation our world has ever seen. And last weekend, I feel like I got to be a part of what that truly means for me and this amazing journey I'm on. So today I have a truly special episode to share with you, and it's all about the importance of immersing yourself in nature, building community, and the art of self-care. Not to mention the magic that a wellness retreat can bring to your life. All right, so as you may have noticed, I took a 2-week break from the podcast, and that's because amongst many other things going on right now, I focused a lot of my energy towards the organization of the very first Xenia Coaching Wellness Retreat. This past week has been a week of reflection for me, and to be honest, I'm still on a high. I had the privilege of hosting and facilitating my very first wellness retreat, and I have to say, it was nothing short of magical. We gathered in a beautiful, natural setting surrounded by lush forests and scenery that is just impeccable. The retreat was a journey of self-discovery, healing, and connection, and I want to take you on this journey with me today. So it was called A Journey Back to Your Senses, and my vision for this was to bring beautiful women together to share in the experience of self-care through breathwork, stretching, meditation, art therapy, and soulful, nourishing food. I wanted high-achieving, conscious women looking to take their personal growth journey to the next level to feel the power of taking guilt-free time for themselves to recharge, rejuvenate, and renew. And the women who showed up were absolutely amazing. The magic could literally be felt in the air. Non-judgmental, willing to learn, fully participating women. Just beautiful. The retreat was a holistic experience focusing on mind, body, and spirit. It was so very important for me to let my sisters know how sacred this journey was. It was a safe space for all of us to share, and so we started the journey with gentle breathwork that allowed us to connect with the power of our breath and set our intentions for the day. It's incredible how a few mindful breaths can shift your perspective and open your heart to the possibilities of a new day. Nature, of course, played a significant role in our retreat. It's something I can't emphasize enough. The simple act of being surrounded by trees, feeling the earth beneath your feet, and listening to nature was incredibly rejuvenating. Nature has a unique way of grounding us and reminding us of our connection to the world around us. One of the highlights of the retreat was our mindful walk that led us to the lake. Practicing mindfulness and soaking in the natural beauty, this walk was a powerful reminder that slowing down and being present in the moment can be transformative. Okay, so I've got to put a huge emphasis on the enormous role my team had. Words cannot express how grateful I am to have had the amazing support of these powerful women around me. Because of this team, the vision came together in a way I couldn't have imagined. Sarah guided us through powerful breathwork and lymphatic reset. Tamar hosted a beautiful art therapy session. Sarah G from the SG Experience provided rejuvenating stretches. And both Sarahs gently guided us as we dove into the lake waters for paddleboarding. And it wasn't just about mindfulness and nature. It was also about nourishing our bodies. Our amazing chef prepared delicious Afro-vegan meals that not only satisfied our taste buds, but also provided nourishment for our bodies. Food has the incredible ability to heal and energize, and it was an integral part of our retreat experience. All that to say, these women are incredibly talented, and the bond I now share with every one of them is one that I will cherish forever. The closing ceremony was held by our chef, who is a woman of many different talents, Chef T. She, in fact, had already hosted many retreats of her own, and it was a powerful way to end this amazing journey. I'll leave a link to all of these amazing sisters in the show notes. Reach out to them and let them know I sent you. Trust me, you'll want to experience the amazing healing powers each and every one of them has. Now, let's talk about community. Building a community of like-minded individuals was one of the most heartwarming aspects of the retreat. We shared a little about ourselves, we shared laughter, and we shared tears. We supported each other in our personal journeys, creating bonds that will last a lifetime. It's just a powerful reminder of the importance of human connection and the strength that we can find in coming together. Self-care is something we often overlook in our busy lives, but it's absolutely essential. The retreat gave us the opportunity to take time for ourselves, to reflect, to meditate, and to pamper our bodies and minds. Self-care is not a luxury. It's a necessity for our well-being. And so I want to express how truly magical and transformative a wellness retreat can be. It's an opportunity to step out of your daily routine, immerse yourself into nature. And so I want to express how truly magical and transformative a wellness retreat can be. It's an opportunity to step out of our daily routine, immerse ourselves in nature, build a supportive community, and take time for yourself. Whether it's your first retreat or your 100th, the experience is always unique and enriching. For information on when my next retreat will be held or how you can book a stay at the cottage, reach out to me on IG or click on the link in my bio. Thank you for joining me on this journey into my first retreat. I hope this episode has inspired you to consider the importance of surrounding yourself in nature, building community, and prioritizing self-care in your own life. Remember, your well-being is well worth it. So your action step for today, go out into nature. It doesn't have to be far or long. Just be intentional about it. Continue to live with mindfulness and compassion. Never stop learning and growing. And if you get any value at all out of any of these episodes, leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast and share it with a friend or two, which will allow for more people to join the conversation. Visit me on Instagram and start your own conversation. Many blessings to you.
As always, I thank you for tuning in. these episodes are meant to be of massive value to you, and so I hope you got something out of it. And if you did, all I ask in return is for you to give it a thumbs up, give it some love in the reviews, share with one or two friends whom you know will benefit from hearing this content. Check out the links in the description. Continue to lead with empathy, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Many blessings.
This podcast is presented to you solely for educational purposes. It is not intended to be a substitute for the advice of a medical or other qualified professional.